The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, February 20th, 2023.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She knows everything you do because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. With me at the board is my friend, my partner, engineer, and co-producer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Elaine.
Four special guests with me this morning. Joining me in the studio is Chantel Reese and her daughter Lila Pinero, who's 13 years old and who's going to be participating in a fashion show, and we're going to be talking about that. And the fashion show is going to be a program that's going to be put on by our national NAACP, our Sonoma County chapter. And so Chantel will be providing information about the Sonoma County chapter, the NAACP, and an event that is happening on Sunday, February 26th at 4 p.m. at Pioneer High School Auditorium in Santa Rosa. And like I said, the event is being put on by the NAACP, and it's their special program called the Youth Works Program. Is that correct, ladies? Youth Works? Also joining me in the studio is a dear friend of mine, Sydney Davenport. She's a songwriter and president of the Prayer Chapel Singers, and she's just absolutely wonderful, wonderful group that sings in all the local events here that happen in Sonoma County, and I'm happy to have her granddaughter, 10-year-old Anya Davenport, who is participating also in the fashion show, and we'll be talking with Anya and Layla about asking them to give us an idea of what the fashion show entailed, and how were they impacted, and what is so important about this fashion show? I mean, why do these young women want to participate, and what are they going to be getting out of it? So I'm really excited about having them in the studio. You know, it's amazing. You know, our youth is our future, and it's wonderful when we make programs available for them, especially programs that help them to raise their self-esteem and show them that they really are beautiful young women. You know, I'm just so excited to have them. I mean, having a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old in a room is just is so inspiring for me that we're passing this message on to young people. Anyway, you know, as we know, February is Black History Month, and Black History Month recognizes and honors important people and events in the history of African American history. In 1926, noted historian Carter G. Woodson originated the idea of Negro History Week. Woodson chose the second week of February because it marked the birthdays of two Americans who were greatly influenced the lives and social conditions of African Americans. Now, what's so interesting about this, one of the people is former President Abraham Lincoln. Amazing. And then abolitionist Frederick Douglass. I mean, two people, a white man and a black man, came together and created what we know as the Civil War on some levels, you know, but brought together people that we wanted to end this horrible, horrible thing called slavery. And, you know, it takes a whole village. It really does. And the tradition of what became Black history greatly influenced the expansion of academic scholarships and the corresponding recognition of the rich history of African Americans. This theme for this month, for this Black History Month, 2023, and I love the theme, is celebrating Black resistance. Why do I love the theme? Well, I went back to school when I was 30 years old, and that was in 1970. And it was at the time with the Civil Rights Movement, all these things were going on, and it created in me a new awareness of what African American people went through. I mean, I had no idea. You know, I come from a middle class background. You know, I had a failed marriage and all kinds of things are happening. And suddenly I end up in school, going back to school at 30, and all this stuff is happening, and all these things around Black history, Hispanic history. I mean, all these different classes were happening, and, you know, they're trying to take these classes away. But you have no idea the impact that those classes had on me and students. I mean, just all of a sudden, I come from a family. My mother's a first-generation American. We come from pogroms that were attacking villages and killing Jews and saying, Jews, get out of our country. And here we come to the United States of America thinking we're a free country and it's all these wonderful, wonderful things that are made available. And all of a sudden, we start finding out the history. You find out what happened with slavery. You find out what happened with the Native Americans, how they were slaughtered in this country. All these different things start coming forward. And you begin to understand what was happening and the resistance that was happening. And the idea of freedoms of speech. I remember Malcolm X speaking and saying, you know, we have First Amendment rights. We have a right to speak out for our freedom, for our equality. So it's an amazing time, and it's an amazing celebration. And I really, really encourage people to start looking at some of the black history, because when you start seeing what people accomplish, you go, whoa, our country would not be the country if it were not for all these different people that came over. The Chinese came over to help build railroads. You know, African Americans built the White House itself. I mean, when you start thinking about it, I mean, we are a nation of integration. And we need to understand that. You know, that's what's so unique about our country. We're not just one religion. We're not just one type of restaurant. You know, we're just not just one type of people. That's what America is so, that's what's so important about America, is that we are a variety of people. You know, in God's garden, there are many colors. You know, and we certainly show that. And we have to start living the American dream. And I believe the American dream is not that we're going to have a house and five cars. I believe the American dream is that we all have the freedom to live together in peace and harmony with our differences. That's what the American dream is to me. So, I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot to think about. But, you know, that's what Women's Spaces is all about. Hopefully, we're going to be thinking about all these different things. Did you have to say something to me, Hen?
Yeah, I need to schedule.
Pardon? Oh, you want your song? Yep. I need to give Ken his schedule. You know, we're alive and well here. Well, you know, lots of things going on in our county, particularly around celebrating Black History Month. And on Saturday, February 18th, there was a special fundraiser for the Black Student Union at Santa Rosa Junior College. And it was a group, my friend Davian, what's Damien's last name? I can't remember right now. But anyway, they put on a very important event, and they honored several people in the community with different kinds of awards. And I was really impressed by this, so I thought that I would just announce the awards and talk a little bit about it. The host of it was, like I said, it was Damien Savage. I believe his last name is Savage. And he has a program, and they decided to do something at the Hot Monk here in Sebastopol. They decided to do a kind of award ceremony and honor five African-American people in the community that they felt were doing really some really good work. So I'm going to acknowledge and do a shout-out to all these wonderful people. The first person who received award was Reverend Lee Turner, and I love Reverend Turner. He loves our lemons. We give him lemons every year, but he is just a fabulous man. He's the pastor of the Santa Rosa Baptist Church, and he received the Martin Luther King Jr. Service Award. And just to remind folks, you know, everybody knows who Martin Luther King is, but let's just remind everybody, Martin Luther King was an American Baptist minister and activist, one of the most prominent leaders in the civil rights movement from 1955 until his assassination of 1968. Oh, my God. I never forgot that day. I'll never forget when it came over the radio. I'll never forget when Bobby Kennedy went into the folks and announced it. I mean, it was a tragic day. It's such a great man with such a great message. The second person that was honored was another wonderful, wonderful woman in our community, and that's Mayor Natalie Rogers. She's the mayor of Santa Rosa, and she received the Shirley Chisholm Service Award. Now, Shirley Chisholm is definitely one of my heroes. I mean, she stood out and stood up. Let me tell you, she was a powerful, powerful voice. So let's do a little reminder about Shirley Chisholm. Shirley Anita St. Hill Chisholm was the first African-American woman in Congress in 1968. The first woman in African-American to seek the nomination for president of the United States from one of the two major political parties in 1972. Her motto and title of her autobiography, Unbought and Unbossed. Boy, Shirley, you were one strong person, unbought and unbossed, illustrates her outspoken advocacy for women and minorities during her 7 terms in the United States House of Representatives. I just loved Shirley Chisholm. And then Nancy Rogers. Nancy Rogers, my claim to fame is that she's one of my, she's my neighbor. We've been friends for 35 years now. She's the president of the North Bay Black Chamber of Commerce, and she received the Fannie Lou Hamer Service Award. And what I love about this award is that they brought Fannie Lou Hamer to the front. She was born Fannie Lou Thompson on October 6, 1917 in Montgomery County, Mississippi. She was the daughter of sharecroppers. Hamer began working the fields at an early age. Her family struggled financially and often went hungry. And Fannie Lou Hamer was a civil rights activist whose passionate depiction of her own suffering in a racist society helped focus attention on the plight of African Americans throughout the South and the plight of women. In 1964, working with the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, Hamer helped organize the 1964 Freedom Summer African American Voter Registration Drive in her native Mississippi. At the Democratic National Convention later that year, she was part of the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party, an integrated group of activists who openly challenged the legality of Mississippi's all-white segregated delegation. What courage this woman had. And she was beaten so bad, she almost died. And she still stood up and said, "Let my people go, for heaven's sake." Another winner of another award is a woman who's very, very impressive, and another dear friend, Letitia Hunke. She's the president of the Lyme Foundation and owner of ARS Roofing in Santa Rosa, and she won the Madam C.J. Walker Service Award. Now, what's so amazing is when you start doing the history, like I looked, I said, who in the heck was C.J. Walker? And why was an award? Well, C.J. Walker was an amazing woman. She was born Sarah. If she was called herself Madam C.J. Walker. She was born Sarah Breedlove on December 23rd, 1867. She was an African-American entrepreneur, philanthropist, and political and social activist. She is recorded, listen to this, as the first female self-made millionaire in America in Guinness's Book of World Records. Multiple resources mention that although other women, like Mary Ellen Pleasant, might have been first, her wealth was not as well documented. So here we have a young African-American woman who ends up doing a whole line of makeup and wonderful things for black women. And here she was the first millionaire, really, and she's in the Guinness Book of Records. Amazing. And you don't find these things out. You know, there's an old saying, I love it, on the National Women's History Alliance, which, by the way, we're going to kick off Women's History Month next month. We'll have Molly McGregor will be on, who is one of the co-founders of it. And it's just amazing what our history brings to us. And then the last person who was honored, and I just... this woman, Jackie Elrod. She's the former mayor and now councilwoman at Rohnert Park City Council, and she won the Rosa Parks Service Award. Wow, the Rosa Parks Service Award. You know, a little reminder, Rosa Parks was, I mean, this woman really stood up for what she believed. Rosa Parks, who was born Rosa Louise McCauley. She was born February 4th in 1913 in Tuskegee, Alabama. She died in 2005. She was American civil rights activist whose refusal to relinquish her seat on a public bus started the 1959 Montgomery bus boycott in Alabama, which became the spark that ignited the civil rights movement in the United States. You know, I was a young mother when all this was happening. And what was so amazing to me was, excuse me, is when I was watching television and Rosa Parks, they didn't give up the speech, and they had the Montgomery March, and then they had a horrible, horrible beating of all these people that were trying to get freedom and equality. And I remember seeing the dogs, you know, and I said to myself, is this America? I mean, come on, is this our country? We're putting dogs on young children? I mean, I just couldn't believe it. And I couldn't believe it when this young little girl was trying to integrate white schools, and I saw all these young boys and girls, you know, under 15, all screaming all these horrible, horrible racist things. And I thought to myself, this isn't America. And here we are in 2023, we're having shootings all over the place, all kinds of different things, and I'm still saying, this is not America. You know, when are we going to grow up? When are we going to change? When are we going to start looking at ourselves as a human family and acknowledging all these amazing people? I mean, here we gave 5 awards to local people in our community, and the awards were showing that they are standing on the shoulders of some pretty powerful people who took amazing risk to get us where we are. You know, I'm not going to name names, but there was a woman that made a very, very prominent position, and she said she was a black woman. She says, oh, I could have made it. It didn't matter. You know, I could have made it whether they have the civil rights or not. Really? Really? I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. I mean, look what it took just to come to America. I mean, it's just amazing. There's a lot to think about. And there's a lot of celebration going on. So before we take a musical break and bring our guest on, I have one more little announcement to make, and that's going to be something happening at the Community Baptist Church of Santa Rosa, and they'll be hosting a Black American History Festival celebration on Saturday, February 25th from 10 to 3 p.m. The event is free and available to the whole community. And Ken and I will be there. We're going to have a little table, and if you come and say hi, I'll be happy to give you a little bit of a card and with the Women's Spaces Pledge and just say hi, shake your hands, and just let me know if you're listening to Women's Spaces and what you think of the show and what you think about some of the ideas that we come up with. Well, there's a lot to think about, an awful lot to think about. But like I say over and over again, our history is our strength, and I hope that just listening to all these people were standing on the shoulders who spoke out for freedom and equality, put their lives on the line. I mean, Dr. King was assassinated. Why was he assassinated? Because he was supporting a union. He was supporting the workers. He was supporting equality. I mean, it's a sad day when you start thinking about it. But at the same time, you might try to kill the person, but I got news for you. You can't kill the dream. You cannot kill the hope. It's here in this room with the young children that we're going to be talking to today. It's here with their parents who are so involved and are trying to make a better world, a better place for them to be, which affects all of us. You know, and you know, one of the things I say all the time over and over is our children are the future. We must never lose sight of that. And also when we think about children, as a mother, as a grandmother, and now as a great-grandmother, I feel responsible for all children. Now, why do I feel that way? You know what? Am I a martyr? No, I'm not a martyr. But the way I think, if it happens to one child, it can happen to anybody's child. That's why we have to protect all children. Because our children are the future. They live. That's what they learn, and that is the world that we give. And when we look at the world today, we have to scratch our head and say, I don't know if we did such a good job. We still have all this racism, all this division, you know. Maybe we need to re-look at it. Maybe we need to come together again and start talking about it and say, what's going on here? And then when we look at wars, you know, war is not the answer. If war were the answer, we would have had peace a long time ago because human beings have been warring forever and ever and ever. And we're still warring. So, you know, there's just a lot to think about. Well, we're going to take a musical break, and I'm really excited about this because I'm doing an original song, And it's not every day that we get this to happen. And I listened to the song several times. To me, it's a song of hope. It's also a song about religion, and it's also a song about telling your child how important they are, and that they are gifted. You know, I remember when Nina Simone came out with Young, Gifted, and Black. I mean, that's so important to realize that as a child coming to the world, you are gifted. You are special. And then when we return, I will be talking with, my voice, I'm telling you, I'm just a little bit, I'm excited because I have all this energy in the room. When we return, I will be talking with Chantel Reese, and we'll be talking about the Sonoma County chapter of the NAACP, the National Association of Colored People. And we are very blessed to have a chapter here in Sonoma County, and we'll be talking about that. And then also we'll be talking about the fashion show that's happening and some of the other events that are be going on. So let's go ahead. We're going to play the song. It's called Gifted, an original song written by Sydney Davenport and sung by her granddaughter Anya Davenport. And I'm really, really excited about this song. And so when we return, we're going to have a wonderful, lively conversation. Let's go ahead, Ken, and play that song.